Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 123, verses 3 and 4. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy, for we have had our fill of contempt. We have had more than our fill of the scoffing of the proud and the contempt of the arrogant. To be treated with contempt is a horrible experience. To be written off as worthless is agonizing. And the Bible tells us about many people who knew just how painful it is to suffer in this way. Nehemiah certainly had the experience when he worked to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Many scholars think that this might be the background to this particular psalm. Nehemiah was convinced that God himself had commissioned him to undertake the rebuilding of the city. But that cut no ice with Sanballat and Tobiah, who did everything they could think of to ridicule his efforts. They were eager for Nehemiah to fail and tried endless ways to undermine his efforts. In the New Testament, we see the way in which Jesus was treated with ridicule and contempt by the Pharisees and by the teachers of the law, leading to his death on the cross. If you've ever been treated with contempt, you'll know what a depressing and discouraging experience it is. Very easily, it can dominate all of our thinking and make life a complete misery. It can happen to any one of us, and so it's good to see what the psalmist did. And that was to turn his attention to the Lord. The psalm begins with these words, I lift my eyes to you, O God, enthroned in heaven. When we're mistreated by other people, the temptation is to focus all our attention on the other person and the misery that they've caused. As we do so, we're inclined to become increasingly negative about them, and perhaps to start planning the way in which we can exact revenge. Very quickly, we can become bitter and angry. It can easily become very destructive. The psalmist chose to focus his attention on the Lord, and we need to do the same. He knows the whole situation and understands us completely. He alone, the God of mercy, can set us free from our destructive reactions to life and enable us to face our critics with grace and love. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, we realize that we need your loving care every moment of our lives. Please grant us your strength, grace, and wisdom today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.